The governor proposes more spending on animal ID. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Because of higher-than-expected sales tax collections in recent months, the state is looking at a $272 million windfall that could go into next year's budget. And the governor has amended his budget proposal to lawmakers to include some $3 million for the Department of Agriculture. Commissioner Ken Gibbons says it would help a number of programs.
One being to invest more monies into the animal premises ID movement, which obviously we've got to do a lot more educating of the folks throughout the livestock industry in the state about why that is needed, why it's actually going to be mandated by USDA, and how it will affect the marketability of our cattle.
Commissioner Gibbons says the extra money in the budget would also be used to improve genetics in both beef and dairy herds across the state, and the remainder could be used to better market Tennessee farm products. But getting up to speed with animal ID is a priority.
Number one, it's a requirement. Number two, it's a market-driven issue because already at auctions across this state, some buyers are already asking the question when animals are sold, does this lot of animals have a traceback ability? Well, in the back of their mind, they may already be discounting the price of those animals because a lot of areas do have traceback ability already.
Well, the beef industry is the number one ag enterprise in the state, and Gibbons says that industry could approach close to $500 million in cash receipts for farmers this year, and already producers that are utilizing an animal ID program are receiving premiums for their cattle.
And just such simple things as the date of birth. I mean, already there's a premium to be paid for animals that we can identify their age.
Now, there is an effort from some lawmakers and other ag groups to try and get more than that $3 million. The legislature is expected to take up the budget next week. Have a safe weekend. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.